It's now time for Insurance Smart with Gable Insurance and Financial. Call now with your questions at 923-1450 or 1-888-900-1450 for Insurance Smart with Gable Insurance and Financial.
Okay, Pfizer News Time, 7:36. It is time for this week's edition of Insurance Smart. Again, you heard the numbers. If you have any questions, give a holler. Joining us from Gable Insurance and Financial Services, it is the one, it is the only, Kathy Steffes is back. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. Yes, I am back. Larry is off. Leaving today for well-needed and well-deserved vacation.
Well, he's got to prep for the upcoming busy season.
Right. It's coming up so fast. I can't believe it's already mid-August, just about.
Well, 14th, yeah. I'll call that mid.
Oh, my gosh.
And when does open enrollment start? That's what?
It starts October 15th through December 7th.
I thought it was October. Mm-hmm. That's not that far away, the way time is flying.
No, and we're gearing up for that with our webinars and seminars. By the way, we're starting the seminars back up in September, so that's very, very exciting. We're going to be at the Radisson. That starts September 23rd. Those are going to be on Thursdays, while we're still going to continue our webinars on Tuesdays, and the next one is August 24th. So again, we'll have two times at both of them to accommodate people's mm-hmm. schedules. We'll have 3:30 and 6 o'clock. So I can't tell you how excited we are to go back to face-to-face, and we're going to go with that until we're told not to, and hopefully that'll never happen. We'll just keep going
no
forward.
Kidding.
So we'll just go forward and think, you know, good thoughts and make a plan, and that's our plan.
Well, you told me that for today we're going to deal with a little bit of alphabet soup, and we're not talking Campbell's. We're talking the ABCs of Medicare.
Yes, we're going to talk about that. It's been a while since we touched on that. It's kind of a confusing combination, because what is A, what is B, and now you have C. Wait, what's C? Oh, and we're going to talk about D too. Like, what is D? So that, you know, you threw all those letters into it, but we will be explaining this in a very simple manner. And so, you know, before all of this, I also was on that side of the table. It was very confusing to me, and to have to go back to school, you know, at age 66 and earn my license. And the beauty in it is I am able to relate to the people my own age who are going into this. So we have that relationship connection, if you will.
All righty. So you're ready for your alphabet? We talked a little bit about the webinars. We'll talk about them at the end. I know you're going to mention dates, times, places, and how-tos.
I will repeat. Yep, it's very important. So
okay. Alphabet starts with A. Is that where you want to start?
Let's
or you want to be
with
difficult?
A. Oh, no. I'm not difficult. I'm easy. I'm easy to go here. We'll start.
You're on
with
the air now. Be careful what you say.
I know. I was kind of like retracting because that could be misinterpreted. But okay. Well, we got to have fun. All right. So we will start with Part A. And Part A is hospital. And for Part A, there is no cost. We often recommend that people do enroll into Part A, even if they're staying with their group coverage, because you know, it is free. But there are rules about that, and that's another whole set of, you know, conversation. But we'll be talking about that in just a few minutes.
Okay, so we start off with A, and already we're getting a little bit dicey.
Yeah, I mean, I have to go real slow when I talk with people because I'm so familiar with it, but I have to remember that this is confusing. So we do go very, you know, very easy and slow and repeat, and that's okay.
But even with that, as people are listening, I think they're going to realize you can't do it on your own. And they really need to call somebody like you guys to get specifics for their case.
And they shouldn't do it on their own, because if they are not compliant with a specific rule, there's going to be penalties involved. Penalties equal dollars. So we don't want that. And our role is to help educate people to make that decision for what they need to do with their game plan with parts A, B, and D, stay on group, come off a group. So yeah, it gets very complicated in a hurry. And with that said, I'll move on to Part B, and that's for doctor and outpatient. The monthly premium for that Part B is $148.50.
And that's standard.
That is standard. That is, well, it changes from year to year. That is standard, but it depends.
But I mean, there is a dollar amount that is the standard amount.
Correct. And how is that determined that the Social Security Office, Medicare, has a modified adjusted gross income chart that they look at. If you're, and we call it the MAGI, M-A-G-I, modified adjusted gross income.
I thought those were the three kings that went to Bethlehem.
And they brought oil. But
well,
anyway.
That was the Magi. I'm sorry, not the MAGI.
Oh, boy, this is spiraling quick, Jerry. All right, so the MAGI, though, is based on income. If it's less than $85,000, if you're filing single, or less than $170,000, if you're filing married and filing jointly. That's at $148.50. That's where that number comes from.
Okay, what if, for some reason, I know I'm not in this class, but what if it's more?
Yeah, I'm not in that class either. But,
but it could happen.
It could happen. Hey, the sky's the limit. So there are rate charts, like I said, that the Social Security Administration uses to determine that premium. If you're going to make more money than what I noted, that Part B will increase. So the Part B premium usually changes from year to year. So our listeners should be aware and watch for these changes. You'll see it in January. It starts in January. So it went up a few dollars last year from the year before. That's pretty typical. I've only been on it for a few years, but each year it's increased by just a few dollars.
Well, you can bet it's never going to go down.
Oh, heck no. Ooh, that was close. No, it does not go down. But, you know, with everything else, it does rise up. And you know, so if you're collecting Social Security, it's not... it is deducted from your monthly check. If you are not collecting Social Security, you will be billed quarterly. And Larry forewarned me before I came off my group, don't be late with that payment if you are on quarterly.
Uh-huh.
They really want that money up front.
So I wonder if prior to our discussions here, people realize that there actually is an increase, mm-hmm. or a change. Increase because that's what it always is.
It
but
is.
A change year to year. It's probably
it
a better
is.
Way to put
they
it.
They probably don't even notice it because if you are collecting Social Security, it comes right off of that check. But, you know, I'm collecting. So, honestly, I wouldn't have noticed it because it's deposited into my check directly. But because I'm in the field I'm in of Medicare health, I am very aware of the changes and I keep track of that. So.
All righty. Let's... move on with our little alphabet soup here. We got A and B confused enough already. How about C?
Oh, boy. Okay. We do explain it pretty simply, but it is confusing. And again, you know, we'll go over it again one-on-one. Anybody ever wants to learn more.
I think the
more.
Point I was making is, for those of us who don't call you,
mm-hmm.
wow.
Mm-hmm. That was me at one time. I would lay awake at night with anxiety about it.
My little white flag is waving.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there is Part C, and here's where people really get confused because I, like I said, did at the time. So many listeners have heard of my story, but I'll just give you a quick rundown of my background. Larry helped me with my own Medicare. I referred a lot of people to him, and I knew he liked helping people, and then he knew I liked helping people, so then he said, why don't you think about coming on board? And so at age 66, I did. I went back to school, earned my degree or my certificate, my license. So I am in a unique position, and I do understand the confusion with the aspects of Medicare. So getting back to that Part C. Part C combines A, hospital, B, outpatient and doctor, and D for drugs. And remember, Part D is something we all have to have, whether we're on a plan that includes it or a separate plan that does not. We have to have that Part D. So unlike a supplement plan, again, that's another whole different segment, but Part D is included with Part C. All right, and what is Part C? Part C is an Advantage plan. And we go through the differences with people because everyone's situation is different. An easy way to remember that Part C, like I said, is an Advantage, and it includes everything required by Medicare. You don't have to get anything separate. It includes that Part A and B and that Part D. So most of the plans we look at do have a zero premium, and that works very well for most people. So as I said, you know, there are different plans. Speaking of, we do present both the Advantage plan and the supplement plan. So then we explain how they work. And how they go in, and we go into a lot of detail. So it's a really important decision for people. We want our clients to understand why they're picking that particular plan, but also we want them to feel confident in their decision. So we ask a lot of questions. One thing we ask is, what are your medications? Because we'll perform a drug formulary, and different plans cover drugs differently. So we want to make sure that when we get their list of medications, we do the formulary, and then we make a recommendation of a plan. But ultimately, this is not our decision. This is their decision. So that's where we come from.
I think one of the big advantages of dealing with, you guys, is the fact that you do both.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're not pushing one mm-hmm. versus the other. You're presenting everything. Mm-hmm. And then we, as the consumer, the customer, the person who needs it, can pick and choose right. from them what, based on your advice, is mm-hmm. best for us.
And we do make a recommendation, because that's what you came to us for as an advisor. We look over your entire situation, all of the components that go into that decision, and we make a recommendation. Now, you don't have to take our recommendation, because some people don't feel comfortable, you know, with a certain aspect of it, but that's okay. We'll go with whatever their decision is, and we'll work with them. So, yes, we do present both.
All righty. Well, I just happened to answer the phone.
Uh-oh.
And we have a caller, somebody who we thought was not present today,
oh.
but he is. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. Oh. Good to be heard.
Good morning, Larry.
But you know who I am. This is Larry Gable, and the president and owner of Gable Insurance. But the reason I'm calling, Jerry, I hate that the rain on Kathy's parade. She's doing a great job. I've been listening to her, but I have to share some really exciting news about Kathy.
Okay.
Because I know she's not one to toot her own horn. So I'm very proud to announce, and we also had a Facebook post, but I had heard her, you know, we do Supplements Advantage. We work with probably 20 different carriers, but one of the carriers that we do a lot of business with is Network Health, and they're right out of Menasha. And I'm proud to say that Kathy earned their MVP Agent of the Year, MVP Agent Award, and Top Agent Award. Yeah. So we are so proud of Kathy, and what those awards represent is the MVP Agent, and she was the Top Agent in Northeast Wisconsin for AEP last year. Helping people enroll during open enrollment last year. And she's also one of their top agents already during the current year for 2021. So, and I think that shows her dedication to our clients and her knowledge, her expertise, and her caring, because everything she says is true. Because what she does is she takes a look at the person's situation, does the drug formulary, explains both, you know, both options, and then lets the client decide. But, you know, like I said, there's sometimes it's very obvious what plan might they should be going into, but we explain it very thoroughly, and she does a great job, and I think it's a real honor and a tribute, and we're so proud of you, Kathy.
Thank you for that,
yeah,
Larry.
We Network had a, like I said, they're one of our the carriers that we do business with, and she's one of the top in the entire state, and that's in less than 2 years in the business. And that shows, because with her being Medicare age, she understands Medicare like the back of her hand, because she has it herself. And it's very common, Jerry, for people that are Medicare age that they will start in the business or will continue because they know it and they understand the confusion people have. So thank you so much, Kathy. So if the listeners, you know, if they're going into Medicare or thinking about Medicare, or maybe they're already on Medicare and they don't know what they should be doing, maybe they have a SUP and they've really never looked at Advantage or whatever. Maybe they earn Advantage because the plans have changed constantly. In fact, there's more changes going to be this next year. We can't announce them yet. We have to wait till open enrollment. But feel confident to call Kathy at our office, and she'll guide you in the right direction. So, like she's already done it for hundreds of people already. So thank you so much, Kathy, for everything you do.
Thank you.
That's all I got to say. I'm just so excited. We're just so excited for her whole office.
And, well, congratulations to Kathy, and congratulations to you and your firm for what you do for people. And obviously, the word spreads, and people realize that they can get proper direction and guidance by dealing with your firm and mm-hmm. Kathy in particular.
Yeah, we're just very proud, all of us. And so thank everybody for their business. And that's all I got. I'm going to do a couple things here. I'm heading to Utah on vacation then this afternoon.
All righty. Well, you have a safe trip, and we'll talk to you when you get back.
You bet. All right.
Take care.
Bye. Thank you, Larry.
The one, the only Larry Gable. Well, congratulations
on that. Well, thank you. With that said, I want to also thank my team because we work as a team. We support each other. So, you know, do I know everything? No, I don't know everything. But I know where to find out my answers. So we do work as a team. Without that support, this never would have happened. So I thank my team at Gable Insurance.
Well, congratulations to all of you there because it's just really important. Quick question comes to mind going back to what we were talking about. So we get all this information presented to us and you make your recommendation and we as a consumer makes a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Are we locked in until we're dead?
Well, no. The answer is no to that. But I hope, you know, we can make a recommendation, you go with it. Let's say a year from now, something changes with a medication, especially a medication with your health. We encourage our clients to please call us with any changes with that medication or if they have any problems with that medication. We have support teams that can help with the formulary as far as what they're taking, come up with an alternative, or B, we can look at other plans and see what might cover that more efficiently. So you do have that open enrollment from October 15th to December 7th.
And that's the time.
That's the time. We'll have the plans. As Larry said, you know, we've know some of the information for next year, but we're not allowed to talk about it until October 1st. So I encourage if people have any questions or have any changes, please call us because that's why you have an agent. That's my role.
Okay. What if everything is status quo? Do we still need to talk to you because of these changes? Maybe there's a different plan that would be more appropriate.
Correct. For some of the carriers, they do send the plan information to the client. Sometimes some don't. But if you have any questions and want to know if there's anything significant on your end that would affect you, or maybe you have a different requirement, sometimes a dental is very important to a client. They want this one particular plan because it covers it more efficiently for them than another plan. Well, they got that taken care of. Now they're ready to, you know, have something else taken care of, or maybe that, you know, a plan on another carrier is something that they're more interested in. So all those things change. So I do encourage people to call us with any questions. I mean, yeah, because everybody's different. So I can't just give a blanket, you know, yes or no to that, what they should do. But I suggest, I encourage them to stay in touch with us. We can't call, you know, 1,000 people. We don't know what their concerns are. So please call
us. But 1,000 can call you one at a time.
They can call us one at a time. You know, we're not going to have 1,000 calls, but, you know, but at least they're aware. I'm trying to help our listeners be aware that I encourage them to call their agent, call us. We'll help them through that.
Okay. Let's connect some dots here. How is all this tying into Social Security?
If you are already taking Social Security, you will automatically be enrolled into A and B. If you are not taking Social Security, you have 3 months before your birthday, the month of your birthday, and 3 months after your birthday to apply for A and B. We strongly encourage people to come at least, I would start the process of this Medicare at least 6 months before your birthday. You can start with our webinars and our seminars, or just come in and talk to us. Let's get a game plan. And I have a few clients who have done that, and it's like the transition has been very smooth and comfortable and no stress. So, you know, if you come in, we set up a game plan. Do you come off of your group insurance? Do you stay on your group plan? Are you contributing to an HSA? That plays into applying for Part A, because after 65, it's backdated 6 months. So there are so many components to that. So Social Security is a question that is Larry's expertise, but we all know enough about it to be able to encourage people and lead them in the right direction as far as what direction they should take.
All righty. So, then how does a person actually, if for those who aren't there yet, apply for Social Security and Medicare? I mean, there's obviously a lot of questions that you're bringing up that we need answers to, but this is a good one. I mean, how do you go about it? What are the mechanics?
Well, there are a few ways that there are some choices of different paths that they can take. They can either go online at ssa.gov, or they can call the Social Security office and apply, either have a telephone appointment, or I'm not sure if they're seeing anybody in person or not, but they can do that. If they do go online, it's really not hard to do, but some people are not savvy on that, on the computer, and you know, there are a lot of people that just don't want to mess with that. That's fine. Come to us. We will help you through that process. We can help them enroll. I just did that a couple of times this week. So, and then, you know, after they make their decision to go on to A and B, then we go on to the plans. But if you do go online, there's you just scroll to ssa.gov. You scroll down for a little bit. There's a blue box, and it gives you the option to enroll onto Medicare, and then you'll have to set up your account first. It is self-explanatory, but when you're asked if you're applying for Part B, you will answer yes. There's also a box that says, are you applying for retirement benefits? If you are not retiring, if you're not going to collect those benefits, don't check that box. So you do have to read, you do have to be very careful. But again, any questions, give us a call. We'll be happy to help you with that.
That's why you're there. Okay, now thinking about A and B, we've talked in the past that apparently there are times when people only apply for A. It's free, supposedly.
Right now it is. Yeah. Today it is.
Yeah, we'll see what tomorrow brings. But they don't apply for B. But don't they have to go for both parts?
You know, and that's what I've heard from several people. Oh, I thought I had to go for both. No, you do not have to go into both parts. There are rules for that, too, covering that. Because, for instance, I know, I'm like, my eyes are rolling here because it goes on and on. But if you have 20 employees or less, then you have to enroll into A and B. If you are disabled, if you or your spouses, you have to go into both A and B. So if you're applying for Part A, you know, it's an option to go for Part B. So.
Okay, I can see the alphabet soup got really congested here.
There is a lot more to it, Jerry. So there's a lot more information. I encourage people to call us.
As you said in the beginning, a really good starting point are the webinars and seminars.
It's where I started. So our next webinar is August 24th. That's on a Tuesday. Again, the seminars are coming back. That's starting September 23rd. The webinar and the seminars are free, and there are two time frames to choose from, 3:30 and 6 o'clock. So our listeners can register either online at Gable, GOEBELINS.com, or they can call our office at 921-7526, and we can help them through the registration process. So I want to remind that F-R-E-E is a great word, because that's what our cost is, free.
Yeah, and that's one of the four-letter words we can use on the air.
We can, and I did well with that, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Yes, it's a great starting point. We talk about Obamacare, how to maximize Social Security, and Medicare. And while one subject or another may not pertain to you, you may know of someone it does, so you can be of help to them.
And, you know, thinking about it, it's not a bad idea if you have parents that are getting to that age, and maybe you're interested in finding out how you can be of assistance to them, you may want to attend the webinar and seminar with your mom and or dad.
And what I've also heard is, I'm taking care of my parents. I had to learn about, you know, their plan. They still don't understand how it works. So you've got people out there that don't understand A and B and Social Security and all of that. So I encourage, you know, even the caretakers to be a part of this so they can learn about it, because they're their advocate.
All righty, Kathy. Steffes, thank you so much for all the information. Congratulations again on your awards. Glad Larry called in and spilled beans.
Yep, I appreciate that. Thank you.
And we'll be back with more Insurance Smart coming up down the road. KFIZ Fond du Lac. KFIZ News Time is 8 o'clock. We're at 58 degrees.
Nearly 300,000 new cases.